Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
Take your Bibles, let's go to 2 Kings chapter number 2 this morning. 2 Kings, the second chapter this morning. You find your place. We'll start reading about verse number 8. We ask you to stand in reverence for the reading of God's word this morning. We'll pray then give you the thought that the Lord's laid on our heart. The Bible tells us this morning in 2 Kings, in the second chapter, in the 8th verse, and Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they went two over on dry ground. And it came to pass, when the other were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask, what shall I do for thee before I be taken away from thee? And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? When he had also smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the humbling opportunity us to stand this morning. Ask you that you would help us, hide us behind the cross just for a little while. Help calm our nerves this morning, Lord. Just want to be pleasing to you, Lord. Ask you if there was one here lost under the sound of our voice this morning, would you convict that soul this morning, Lord? Don't let them leave here in that same condition, Lord. Would you save that soul closest to hell, dear Heavenly Father, Lord? Ask you to a touch and bless in a mighty and special way. Have your way, your will and your way in the remainder of this service, and it would be pleasing unto you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated this morning. This morning, before we get started, I was thinking about, like Brother Stan said this morning, normally Brother Stan, he starts out with a little joke or everything to kind of calm his nerves, and this morning he didn't do that. He just went right into the lesson, and Brother Stan, I did the same thing. I'd look for a little joke or something to do to just try to calm my nerves, but the Lord wouldn't give me liberty to do that this morning. But he has given me liberty to tell you this. I want to say that on Thursday night, went over to a camp meeting, and this helped confirm the message for this morning, right where we need to be. I saw some young people from this church, and Mom and Daddy wasn't with them. I ain't knocking Mom and Daddy because they couldn't be there, but there were some young people from this church. You know what was a blessing, Brother Stan? I didn't know that they was there. Didn't know that they was there, and they said, all the men, let's gather over here on the right-hand side, and we'll go out here and have just prayer time. You know, we'll just have like a prayer room over there. And I walked outside, and young man, he's not in. Yeah, he's sitting right over there. He saw me, Brother Stan, and his face lit up. And he come about running over there to me and shook my hand and said, how are you? I said, good to see you, buddy. You know, and he stood right there beside me, right there, and we prayed. We dismissed, and he went back and sat back down, and I seen the rest of his family. They didn't sing in the choir. I wasn't going to tell them that. But I told him, I said, y'all going to sing this? I said, no. I said, I'll go sing for you, But other than that, I said all that to say this. You know what? There's some people that's watching us. Amen. There's some people that's watching us. So this morning, I want to preach a thought this morning. It's on the mantle this morning. It's probably going to come across as almost two messages in one. But I got to thinking about in this passage of Scripture, we see that Elijah took up the mantle. I want you to understand something. He was carrying that mantle already. So I want to give you this thought, carrying the mantle. Amen, this morning, carrying the mantle. So we'll try to do an introduction and a quick four-point message, and we'll move to the second message. I get one time to preach, so I'm going to give you two messages, amen. So the second half of that message, though, is picking up the mantle. This morning, picking up the mantle. Some of you here this morning are carrying the mantle. Amen. Some of you are carrying the mantle. Can I just give you a little bit of encouragement this morning? Keep on. Keep on carrying that mantle of God this morning. You'll see this right here. Most everybody, if you bring something, that'll hold their attention for about 4 or 5 minutes. But I want to use this morning as an application of that mantle, if you'll have it that way this morning. So, but with the help of the Lord, we just want to give you this thought, just give you what's on our heart. You know, you look back. And notice that Elijah, he was carrying that mantle. And we can also see that Elisha, he picked up that mantle that was let down or that was after Elijah was caught up in the whirlwind. You can see that it falls over to the ground. But Elisha picks it back up. And I got to reading, Brother Stan. I looked up the definition of a mantle. I was like, what is a mantle? Not like a fireplace mantle, but this is what I found out. It's a loose, sleeveless cloak or shawl. But listen to this. An important role or responsibility that passes from one person to another. And we'll say that again, an important role or responsibility that passes from one person to another. We need some Elijahs today to carry this mantle on. You know what? We need to carry this mantle on for the glory of God. I got to thinking about that and thinking about these examples right now of carrying this mantle. And I'm going to put it on just for a minute right here, just as a representation of carrying the mantle on this morning. But can I be real honest with us this morning? You know what? We need some Brother Alan Barkers. Amen. This carried this mantle for years, but you know what? We need him to keep carrying it on. I know he's not here, but you know what? If he was, I would tell him this today because he would tell me the same thing. But can I go a step further? We need Miss Jan Barker. Amen. Amen. We need Brother Howland and Miss Jan together to carry on that mantle this morning. Amazing Grace Baptist Church needs you and your wife this morning and your family to carry on this mantle this morning. You know what? You know what we need? We need our pastor. We need Brother Jonathan and Miss Leslie to carry on that mantle this morning. How are we going to do that? Encourage them. They'll say, hey, preacher, I love you. Hey, is there anything we can do to help you? Let's be an encouragement to them. You know what? You know what? Satan will like nothing more. Nothing more. And maybe you're right there at this edge this morning. Maybe you'd like nothing more than say, you know what? I'm done. And lay it down this morning. Can I tell you something, church? It ain't time to lay it down. It's time to pick it up. If our world ever needs to see a church that'll stand, it's now. It's now. Brother Tim, I appreciate it this morning. You know what? We had the men's meeting, a fellowship yesterday, and Todd McKeon, Brother Todd, he brought a great lesson, a great message on redeeming the times. So this morning, it's time, Brother Stan. We need to redeem the times. It's time, Brother Matt, that we pick up this mantle and go on for the glory of God. Hey, I wrote this down. Brother Matt, I've got you in my notes right here. I said, you know what? We need, Brother Matt said, I don't like standing up here and talking in front of everybody and giving announcements, but you know what? We need Brother Matt and Miss Mandy that'll step up and go ahead and lead the choir. You know what? That, can I be honest with you and lead them in the right way? It ain't time. Can I just be real with us right now? Brother Stan, it ain't time to change books. Hello, amen. It's time to grab hold of the King James Bible, and you know what? We need to hold on to it. We need to stand with it. It's time to, hey, we need to stand on singing the right songs. Hey, making sure we're right where we need to be. But preacher, I've messed up. I'm here to tell you 1 John 1:9 still works today. Hey, if you messed up, grab up the mantle today. It's up to each and every one of us. Can I be honest with you? Y'all pray for me, because you know what? I want to be an example, and I want to be the right example this morning. You know what? Just like little Aiden come over there. I shouldn't call him little, but you know what? He come over there with me and he was excited to see me. You know, hey, when's the last time I come running up to you to shake your hand because I was excited to see you? Most everybody in this day and time, and please don't take this the wrong way, but they'll run from you. Comes a crazy preacher. He's going to ask me, am I saved? Can I just be honest with you? Grab up the mantle and glory to God. Hey, ask him, hey, do you know Jesus this morning? I'm asking you, church, are you born again? If you are, we ought to say amen in the house of God. We ought to be excited to be a child of the God this morning. We ought to be ready to take up this mantle, Brother Ted, and keep playing. I've got this right here. Y'all just hold on. We're going to try to get everybody this morning. Stan did good getting everybody in there, so I ain't looked at the time, so I'm guessing I got plenty of time right now. They ain't flagging me down, but I'm here to tell you, honey, right now, deacons, let's be deacons. Stand up and be deacons this day and time. Hey, let's stand on the Word of God. Stand on that foundation. Carry this mantle on, because who knows, there might be the next deacon sitting in this church right here that needs to pick up this mantle. Hey, I'm here to tell you, honey, the trustees, be the trustees of the church this morning. Sunday school teachers, pick up your mantle this morning. Pick it up. Hey, there's a youth over there right now. Brother Tim Raymond, there's a youth over there that's depending on us right now to pick up this mantle. Hey, mama and daddy, ready to pick up the mantle this morning. Hey, I'm here to tell you, honey, right now, Sunday school teachers, musicians, keep playing the right music. Hey, let's don't change the music. Can I tell you something? Old-fashioned preaching still works, amen. You know why? Because there's been a handful that hadn't laid down the mantle today. You know what? I've got a son, and I ain't calling him out right here, but he needs to see Daddy tote this mantle. Hey, if I want him to, he needs to see Daddy stand with it. Hey, might be one day he can pick it up and do the service that he's called to do for the Lord. But you know what? We all called to do something. Let's pick up your mantle this morning. Let's carry this mantle. Hey, we ought to carry it with honor. Hey, it ought to be exciting to us this morning to be a child of the King this morning. Singers, musicians, keep singing the right song. Choir, keep singing. I'm here to tell you, honey, there's been a special touch on the choir. We've been out preaching, so I ain't been here as much. But I'm here to tell you, I thank God every time I get to come up here and stand with you, choir. You know why? Because there's something special about Hey, keep carrying the mantle this morning. Hey, there's somebody that needs to hear those songs of Zion this morning. Yeah, hey, prayer warriors this morning. Hey, get back in our prayer closet. Pick up this mantle and pray on this morning. Let's carry this mantle. If I don't fall down first, but let's carry this mantle this morning. That's what it's all about, children. Can I be honest with you? It ain't about me and it ain't about you. It's about Him this morning. We need to pick up the mantle and go on for the glory of God. We need to carry this mantle to the end. Hey, there ain't no, Brother Stan said it this morning, there ain't no plan B. There ain't no getting off place. I'm here to tell you, we ought to get in and get on fire for the glory of God. But let's get a hold to the mantle this morning. Lay members, church members, be faithful to the house of God. But preacher, I ain't called to do nothing. Yes, you are. You called to be faithful. Amen. Amen. Hey, can I be honest with you? I'm going to come down here just for a second. This seat don't have my name on it, but there's a seat in this house of God. When I'm not preaching out, I'm supposed to be faithful. Amen. Amen. Preacher, you sit in my seat. That's all right. I'll sit in another one. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, honey, let's get a hold to the mantle this morning. Let's carry it this morning. Not boastful, but the world needs to see us as children of God carry the mantle on for God. God has a calling for each and every one of us today. You know God has given us a role and responsibility of carrying this mantle. Y'all know that this morning? What is your mantle today? Right now, what is your mantle? Don't answer it out loud, but what is your mantle this morning? Can I ask you this? Do we carry it all the time? Amen? Or just when it's convenient for us? Amen? So let's carry it. Hey, we're a child of God. Let's carry it. Let's carry it all the time. Let's carry it all the time. I've got lost loved ones that need to see me carry this mantle onward. We done said it. We'll say it again. The King James Bible still works, so let's don't change it. Amen. It still works today. I got to thinking about this. Carrying the mantle. We'll try to get into the message. Verse number 8 of that chapter of 2 Kings 2 says this. And Elijah took his mantle. I want you to notice something right here. You know how he got started? You know how it starts this morning? You know how it starts for each and every one of us? Number one, come to repentance. Come to repentance. The Bible says you must be born again. Y'all notice what I said this morning? The Bible says that. Preacher, you got Bible to back that up? I'm glad you asked. John 3:3, Jesus answered, said, Verily I say unto them, verily, verily I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. So we must this morning come to an old-fashioned altar of repentance this morning. You must be born again this morning. I'm not trying to be mean or hateful. I love you this morning. If you're lost and you don't know Jesus, then you don't know about this mantle that we're preaching on this morning. But you can before this day's over. You can before this service is over. When God is convicting your heart, it's time to do business with God this morning, children. Would you come and do business with God? Romans 9:10 says this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This morning, y'all know that Romans 10:13 is still in the Bible. Amen. It says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Maybe this morning you don't know what it is to be saved. You don't know what it is to be born again. I would offer you an invitation. Hey, it ain't invitation time. This altar is always open. You need to do business with God. Let's come do business with God. Because if you'll come do business with God, There'll be somebody that's carrying a mantle that'll come help you this morning, that can take a Bible and show you how to be born again. But you're preaching, preacher. Let me tell you something. You dying and going to hell. I'll pause preaching just for a minute. We'll take care of business. Then we'll go back to preaching. Amen. I'm just being honest with us this morning. But let's carry this mantle this morning. Carry the mantle. Number two, I want you to notice this in that same verse. And Elijah took his mantle. Just notice that. His mantle. You know what he had to do? After he come to repentance, he had to concede to the calling. This morning, maybe God's dealing with you to do something this morning. Concede to the calling this morning. The Bible says Elijah took his mantle. You know what? This was his mantle. Where's your mantle this morning? We've already asked you that question. But concede to the calling. Romans 12 and 2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God." Isaiah 6 and 8 says this, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send? Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" This morning, whom shall I send? Who will go for us this morning? Hey, I'm being honest with you. Hey, Amazing Grace Baptist Church, hey, this message is for us this morning. Who will he send? Who will he send this morning? Who's going to go for us? Let's finish that verse. It says, "Then said I, here I am, send me." Here I am this morning. Send me this morning. Number three. Not only did he have to come to repentance, concede to the calling, then he had to carry the mantle. Had to carry the mantle this morning. This morning, carried the mantle. We can see, notice what your Bible says. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together, and he smote the waters. He smote the waters. And they divided hither and thither so that the two went over on dry ground. This morning, carry the mantle. Number four, and we're about done with this part. Hold on, there's another message to come. I'm just being honest with you this morning. You know what number four is? Continue on. Continue on this morning. Just continue on. Hey, I know times is going to get tough. Times is going to get hard. Hey, if the devil ain't knocking at your door, praise God right now because he's coming. I'm not trying to be gloom and doom. I'm just trying to be real with us this morning. But you know what? Let's carry this mantle. If you don't know Jesus, come to repentance this morning. Concede to the calling this morning. Maybe God's calling you to do something. You've just been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And can you say, "Here I am, send me"? Maybe this morning it's for you to say, "Here I am, send me," to carry this mantle, to continue on. I wrote this down. I have a preaching mantle. If I looked back up, I got my dates right. August 4, 2013, I conceded my call to preach. Amen. Pastored for 18 months. Amen. If God calls us back to pastoring, I want to pick up that mantle. And that's what I want to do. If he don't, if he just wants us to preach, we want to preach. If we're not, we'll try to be here just as faithfully as we can. But you know what? That's what we need to do. I got to thinking about this, and I wrote all this down, and I'm not here to try to offend nobody or anything. So please, please don't take what I'm fixing to say out of context. But Brother Heath, amen. He's pastoring the church now. Amen. He was our youth leader. He was a youth leader. But you know what? He picked up that mantle of a pastor. He picked up that mantle of a pastor. You know what that did? His mantle of being a youth leader was here. But you know what? God seen fit. Brother Elijah, come by. He picked up that mantle. And Miss Maddie, I don't want to exclude her. Of you leading the youth this morning. So, Brother Elijah, you picked up this man. Carry it on, brother. You know what we need to do? We need to back him. We need to get behind him. We need to support him. Hey, how can I do that? Bring your kids to the youth outings. Hey, if you ain't got nothing to do, Brother Elijah, I'm available. Can I come help you? Hey, I'm just being honest with you. You know what else we ought to do? Hey, Brother Heath, he's preaching this morning. Hey, pray the glory of God would fall in his church this morning, that we'd see souls saved. You know why? Because he's carrying the mantle this morning. Brother Elijah's picked up the mantle here, and he's carrying the mantle here this morning. Hey, what mantle are you carrying this morning? What are we carrying this morning? We need some to pick up the mantle and carry on. picking up the mantle. Listen to this. We jump over to verse 13. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. I'm going to read 14. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, "Where is the Lord God of Elijah?" When he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. You know something about that mantle? Elijah had seen some things. We're going to catch Elijah just for a minute. He had seen some things carrying this mantle for the glory of God. He'd seen some things. What kind of things did he see? Well, oh no, I wrote just a couple down. You don't have to turn for the sake of time, but I'll challenge you to go back and read it. This morning, you can go back to 1 Kings chapter number 17 and you see Elijah prophesied of no dew or no rain. We can see that. You can also see Elijah in 1 Kings 17, 2 through 6, where word of the Lord came to Elijah and he followed God and was fed by the ravens at the brook of Cherith. And you can also see Elijah, he was fed by the widow woman at Zarephath. That's in 1 Kings 17, 8 through 16. Elijah prays and the dead boy is raised. In 1 Kings 17, 17 through 24, we can go on into the end of 1 Kings chapter 18. Elijah meets Obadiah. He challenges Ahab. He faces Abab. He faces 450 prophets of Baal. Elijah prays and the fire of God fell. And Elijah, in the abundance of rain, he outruns Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. He was on foot and Ahab was in the chariot. And we can go on to chapter number 19. Elijah escapes Jezebel but finds himself under the juniper tree. What did Elijah ask for under the juniper tree? He asked for death. So let me tell you something. Y'all see where this is going this morning? This mantle that Elijah's toted pretty much seen it all, ain't it? It's seen the good times. It's seen the mountaintops. It's seen the miracles of God. But you know what? He's been in the low places too. Can we be real honest, church? We've been in some low places, haven't we? Maybe some of you are right now. I know there's some burdens on some hearts now that's in some low places. But you know what? Pick up that mantle this morning. Let's carry that mantle this morning. Pick it up and carry it on for the glory of God. There's somebody depending on you this morning. There's somebody depending on us this morning to carry this mantle this morning. You know what? If it's 20 years from now and I'm back at the camp meeting, I want my little brother to come running back up to me again just excited to see me. You know why? Because I'm carrying the mantle. But you know what else? Because he still is too. Amen? Mom and Daddy will be there too. Amen? I'm just being honest with us this morning. That's carrying the mantle this morning, Brother Stan. But you know what we're going to have to do? It's time we pick it up. We're going to have to pick it up this morning. Elisha asked for a double portion. Elijah told him, "That's a hard thing that you've asked for. It comes with a cost." I'm going to be real honest with you. This mantle comes with a cost. You can see Elijah. He was there under the juniper tree. But you know what? God provided. You may be down right now. You may be in your valley right now. You may be in a deep, dark place right now. But let me tell you something, honey. The sun's coming up in the morning. Hey, there's another day coming. I'm here to tell you, hey, today won't last forever. Tomorrow's coming. But preacher, you shouldn't preach like that. Why not? Jesus is soon coming back. Hey, he's coming back. I'm telling you, are we carrying the mantle this morning? Have we picked it up? Please, please, for the look, if anything, if you don't take anything out of this message this morning, please, if you've laid your mantle down, let's pick it up this morning. Maybe you just got grown cold. You found yourself in that place of just death, and you're ready to give up. You're ready to give in. You're ready to throw in the towel this morning. But I'm just here to tell you, honey, hold on. Hold on to the mantle of God. It's hard. It's hard. I know it is. I've got personal things in my life that's hard. It's hard, but let me tell you something, honey. There's nothing no better. Hey, there's nothing no better when you pick up your mantle. Hey, go ask Brother Elijah. Ain't nothing better seeing them youngins come up to you with a smile and say thank you. Nothing no better for our pastor when you say, "Hey, preacher, I appreciate you preaching the word to me. Hey, whether we liked it or we didn't, hey, thank you for preaching the word. Stand on it this morning. Stand on it this morning." I'm just being honest with us this morning. We see that he escaped death. But it's enough. God's enough. And Elijah continued on. Number one, why should we pick up the mantle this morning? There's a purpose of the mantle. There's a purpose this morning of this mantle. That's carrying on. Carrying on. You can back up, I think it's in 1 Kings 20 or 21, somewhere over in there. You go back and read it, and you can correct me if I'm wrong. But I believe it says that Elijah went ahead and cast that mantle on Elisha. So this morning, Elijah knew that he wasn't going to be around here much longer. So he was preparing to pass this on, to pass it on to somebody else this morning. But the purpose of the man was carrying on, continuing the work of the Lord, spreading the gospel this morning. Can I be honest with you? That's each and every one of us's his job, is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's every single one of us's commission. You know what? Well, that's the preacher's job. It's his job to preach the word to us. It's up to us. Hey, I know, well, that's the missionary's job. We support missionaries all over the place. Thank God for that. Thank God for missionaries. But honey, let me tell you something. The missionary we support in Africa can't get to the next door neighbor beside of the church house. We can be there. How are we going to do that? Pick up the mantle. Carry it on this morning. Spreading the gospel. How do we do that? We can witness. Visit. We got this nice little thing now. The whatever it's called. I can't remember. The app that helps you out. It's really good. I don't know how to use it, but it helps. I marked about 27 places and went to one. I was like, uh-oh. Actually, we made it to all of them. But understand, it still takes picking up the mantle. It still takes. Young person, listen to me. Don't be ashamed to pick up this mantle. Can I be real honest with you? Can I just be real honest with you? It's still right to live a clean life. Hey, it's still right to walk right. It's still right to talk right. Hey, I'm just going to be honest with you. While we're here, we're going to hit them all. We're going to keep running. But you know what? It's still right to dress right. Hey, man. Brother Stan said, hey, there ought to be some trust in our wife. Then when she puts something on, they don't have to worry. But if you put something on and you got to go ask somebody, is it too short? Take it off and change. You don't have to worry about it. Hey, man, that one was for free this morning. You know, we ought to pick up the mantle this morning and go on for the glory of God. Young people, it's an excitement. It ought to be exciting. I'm here to tell you, you know what's happened to our young folk? Us old folk have grumbled about carrying the mantle. Amen. I'm not trying to be hard on you, church, this morning. I'm just giving you my heart this morning because I've done it. I got to go to church this day, and I got to go here, and I got to go here. You know what? If I'd get up on Sunday morning, woo, hallelujah, church, I get to go to church this morning. I get to come to the house of God. Hey, I get to sing in the choir this morning. Brother Tim, I get to come on a Saturday morning, even though we didn't get no breakfast, no pun intended, but to hear a lesson from the man of God that helped, Brother Stan. Hey, it helped me for today. You know what it did? He talked about redeeming the times. You know what? I needed to redeem some time to make sure I was prepared. Brother Elijah, in his prayer, he convicted me. I was like, he said, I know Brother Ramsey's prepared. Thank God for it. I'm sitting over here. Oh, Lord, did I prepare enough? Have I prepared enough? That was what I was thinking up here. I'm just being honest with you because you know what? I want to carry on this mantle this morning. There's something to this mantle this morning. Hey, does it still have joy about carrying this mantle? We ought to be the happiest people on earth. But yeah, here we are. Amen. I'm guilty because I'm people too. Salvation. Purpose of this mantle. There's salvation. Healing. There's protection. Number two, and we'll try to hurry. Try to watch the time. I want you to notice the place of the mantle. I want you to notice that place of the mantle. If you read your Bible, I won't go back and read it for the sake of time. Elijah never laid it down. He didn't lay it down. He was taken up in the whirlwind. So that whirlwind, that's where God laid it. The place of the man, I want you to notice this. Elisha didn't just start over here on his own any old way he wanted to. There were some foundational things about that mantle, Brother Stan. Hey, there were some things about God that mantle had been through that it knew, that it still works. You know what Elisha had to do? He had to come over here right where God placed it and pick it up. So this morning, the place of that mantle was important this morning because he had to go pick it up. It also says Elisha went back to the River Jordan. That's where they just came from. Stood by the bank. And Elijah, you know what? You know what about that? That Elijah did not do? He didn't change it. Amen. He didn't change it. He kept it just the way it was. You know why? Because it still works. Hey, y'all know that God's enough? Y'all know that God's enough this morning? Why? Because it still works. We change as people. Amen. We do. Amen. If we make it, I believe this is what, 26 years if we make it to September, me and my wife. 26 years. Just told you, I think if I make it to August, it'll be, 11 years God's called me to preach. But you know what? It ain't been easy, but it's enough. It's enough this morning. So pick up the mantle. Let's carry it on. Remember the place of the mantle. Number three, and we're just about done. It was also the proving of this mantle. That's why we should pick it up. It's already been proven. What do you mean, preacher? Elijah, he smote the water. We see, and Elisha used the same mantle to divide the same waters. Elijah, we already went through all the different miracles he had been through. Can I ask you a question? I'm going to be real honest with you this morning. Has God ever let you down? I hear a lot of no's and see a lot of heads shaking. And he won't either. I've let him down, Brother Josh. I'm guilty. I've let him down this morning. But you know what? It's still enough. You know what else is enough? His blood is enough. Y'all know I still good Bible preaching. It still takes the blood. Still takes the blood of the Lamb this morning. But guess what? It's still enough. And you know what else? It's still enough for you this morning. Parted the waters. He proved it. You can go back and read through all those. Verse number 15 says this. When the sons of the prophets, which were to view at Jericho, saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah doth rest on Elisha." And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. You know what else that proving of that mantle did right there? They could see it. They could see it. Let me ask you a question. Can the world see it on us this morning? Can the world see it on us this morning? Can the world, and I'm not saying for show, please don't take it that way, but this morning, can the world see it? This morning, that mantle that's on us this morning, as a child of God this morning. So, Miss Tanya, will you come start playing? Please, thank you, ma'am. We don't have to change it this morning. We need to pick it up right where God has laid it for us. But it's up to us this morning. It's up to each and every one of you this morning. I'm going to lay that right there so everybody can see it. There's a mantle here for you this morning. Maybe you've never started carrying one. It's time that we're about our Father's business. Our world is in a lost and dying shape. Brother Stan, I'm not being political, but November's upcoming an election. That's not going to solve it. Amen. I'm just being honest with us this morning. Not being political at all, just being honest. But you know what will? You know what will fix things? Pick up the mantle. Keep carrying the mantle this morning. Brother Stan brought it out this morning. I'm going to borrow it. Guess what? There's no plan B. It's God's plan. Right now. Prayer still works. You know what else? The Word of God still works today. Let's carry on the mantle. Let's pick up that mantle this morning. Let's all stand to our